This is the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey, and I'm just going to come right out and say it. Our state flag is lackluster. It's what vexillologists call a seal on a bedsheet, or SOB for short. In fact, back in 2001, members of the North American Vexillological Association ranked Illinois' flag 49th out of 72 states and territories on the continent. But we could soon be delivered from that SOB.
Out with the old, in with the new.
After more than half a century, Illinois may be getting a new state flag.
Beginning September 3rd, the Illinois Flag Commission will be accepting submissions for a new state flag design.
It doesn't necessarily mean we're getting rid of the old one. The commission will narrow down the submissions to 10 designs. Then there will be a public survey. People will be able to vote on their favorites, or they can vote to keep the current flag.
But why would you do that? All right, I've put my cards on the table. Joining me now to talk through this is one of the world's foremost authorities on flag design. Ted Kaye is the secretary of the North American Vexillological Association. If you've ever read a news story on flag design, there's a good chance Ted was quoted in it. Ted Kaye, welcome back to the show. Thanks for making the time.
Thanks for welcoming me. I'm glad to be with you.
Listeners, you can join us today at 800-222-9455. What do you want to see out of a new state flag? Are you excited about the prospect, or should the General Assembly leave well enough alone? Again, join us by calling 800-222-9455. 800-222-9455. All right, Ted, I want to begin. You have five principles for good flag design, and maybe we can just briefly walk through them, starting with keep it simple.
That's right. An effective design for a flag is one that's simple. And a good judge of that is if the flag can be drawn by a child from memory.
You also say to use meaningful symbolism. I'm going to go through. I recently tweeted, I was trying to see how many emoji I could capture from the Illinois state flag. And I think I found there's a shield, some leaves, a rock, a red ribbon, the eagle, some water, the sun, there's some grass, and of course, the giant word Illinois. So talk about simplicity in flag design.
Well, back to simplicity, and we've got a principle that says no lettering or seals, and there's a couple of reasons for that. Seals and lettering don't work on flags because flags are seen from a distance, fluttering on a piece of cloth on both sides, and you can't make out what's on a seal, or you can't read the lettering, or it reads backwards. I mean, on the back of the Illinois state flag, it says Cyanilli, and that's just not effective. So putting the name of your state on your flag kind of says that your symbolism has failed. So back to meaningful symbolism, the symbolism can be a thing that you put on your flag, or it can be the way you divide the field of the flag, or what colors you use. Those are parts of symbolism. Think of the flag of Ukraine. People might say, well, I don't see any symbol on the flag of Ukraine, but the flag of Ukraine, which is light blue over yellow in the horizontal stripes, is a very strong symbolism of the sky over wheat fields of Ukraine. So Illinois has the opportunity to do the same thing, have effective symbolism either through something that's placed on the flag or how it's divided or what the colors are.
Yeah. Well, and so we have a good example. Let me get through the simple, meaningful symbolism, two or three basic colors. You touched on that. No lettering or seals, and be distinctive or be related, right? Don't duplicate other flags, but use similarities to show connections. So let's maybe we can get a case study, and people can Google this since we're on the radio or podcast. But Minnesota recently unfurled a new flag. It's got three colors, simple shapes. Ted, I know you're a fan. What makes Minnesota's flag great?
I think that for me, the best part of the Minnesota flag is the shape of Minnesota hiding right there in plain sight on the flag. The very unusual shape to the left side of the flag is actually a stylized version of the shape of the state itself. It's really effective. And then
kind of like a K, right? Or like a like an hourglass if one side was filled in. I don't know if
Yeah, it
that's
looks kind of like a K, and I like that because my name is Ted K. But Minnesota is the land of sky blue waters, and it has dark blue and light blue on it, the light blue for the sky blue waters. And then it has a big star on it, an eight-pointed star that represents both a compass rose, but also it's an Oglala Sioux symbol. It's a symbol that has appeared on barns in Minnesota, and it also appears on the floor of the Minnesota State Capitol. So you could call that the Minnesota Star. But fundamentally, it's a very simple, recognizable design. And when we talk about flag design, although the little book that I wrote is called Good Flag, Bad Flag, it's really effective flag design, ineffective flag design. And that's what we hope to see for states as they look at changing their flags, coming up with effective designs that accomplish the fundamental purpose of a flag, which is recognizability at a distance.
And that's the key, isn't it? Because if you look at so many American state flags, they are some variant of the seal on a bedsheet, and it's only if some lawmakers have taken the time to enact a rule requiring the name of the state to be printed on the flag, as we had in Illinois in 1970 or so,
That's
that
right.
you can actually tell it apart from other states.
Yeah, the Illinois flag came about in the era when the point of having a state flag was to be part of the march of state flags or the display of state flags at the national level. The Daughters of the American Revolution in their Constitution, Continental Hall, the U.S. Postmaster, and those flags generally got adopted in the first last part of the 19th century and the early part of the 20th century, and they weren't meant to be used as symbols, say, flying from the state capitol or all over the state, representing the state by its citizens. And in fact, it was the DAR that got the Illinois flag adopted. And the common model then was to put the seal on the flag because the seal was the symbol of the government. Well, since the Second World War, we've come to see the state flag as the symbol of the people of the state, not just of the government of the state. And so that's a primary argument against putting the seal on the flag, not just from a design standpoint, but from a meaning standpoint. You know, who would want to put the symbol of the government of your state on your house? That just doesn't make sense. But a symbol of your state that represents you, of course you're going to fly that on your house. And so we see flags like Texas or Alaska or Maryland or South Carolina flown very widely in their states because they represent the entire state, not just the government, and they are effective designs.
And of course, we see that with Chicago, which has a very elaborate seal that appears on, the patches that are sewn onto the police officers' arms and the sides of city trucks and things like that. But then, of course, there's that super distinctive flag that people get tattoos of. It's such a popular design.
Well, you're right. I mean, in Chicago, with the city and state, you have one of, or if not the best, city flags around, and one of, if not the worst, very poor state flag designs. So you have a great example of how a flag can be embraced by the people. And you're right. One of the ways we know that a flag has been embraced by the people it represents is that it starts showing up as a tattoo. And there are plenty of Chicago flag tattoos. And not any Illinois tattoos, as far as I know.
I'll be curious to see how that plays out in Minnesota, which I think just officially launched its new flag this summer. It's really a striking design. Let me remind listeners, if you're just joining us, we're talking with Ted Kaye, who is the secretary of the North American Vexillological Association. He's the author of the booklet Good Flag, Bad Flag, and just an internationally renowned expert on flag design. 800-222-9455 if you want to call in the next 5 minutes. We did hear from Hank in Peoria, who didn't want to go on air but said the flag should be a pothole. Not the only negative comment. The Freedom Caucus and the Illinois General Assembly launched a petition drive to oppose the redesign process. In a news release, State Representative Adam Niemerg wrote, "In and of itself, the idea of a new flag is not necessarily a terrible idea. However, the real purpose behind this effort is not to elevate Illinois' history, but rather to use the flag to advance the far left's political ideology." And I guess he picked up on something that Governor Pritzker said last year when he signed this new flag commission into law. It may be time we create a new flag that exemplifies the values of our great state. Ted, I don't know if you want to comment on that in particular, but maybe you can talk. I mean, good flag redesign is not necessarily a partisan thing, right?
Well, yeah, I will comment on that. The flag redesign is not partisan at all. It's just in this day and age where our political parties decide that if one likes an idea, the other automatically doesn't like it. That's what I think we're seeing. In Utah, it was the Republicans who advanced flag change. In Minnesota, it was the Democrats. In Mississippi, because there was intense pressure to take the Confederate battle flag off of the Mississippi state flag, it was a bipartisan effort to change the Mississippi flag. All of those have occurred in the last couple of years. The idea that flag change is to somehow erase the past or cancel history is basically a dog whistle to the right. And in fact, Illinois could advance its own cause on a bipartisan level to say, we could have a world-class flag. In fact, I call on Illinois, a great state deserves a great flag. And I have family connections to Illinois. My great-great-grandfather's brother was a prominent judge in Champaign-Urbana, Judge Cunningham. Cunningham Avenue in Champaign-Urbana is named for a member of my family. So I've got Illinois connections, and I'm rooting for Illinois to have a great design.
Well, that's fantastic. My last question, and we don't have much time left, but, you know, I can imagine where a flag design group that wants to be as inclusive as possible maybe goes down the wrong path, right? You want to reflect our labor history and LGBT inclusivity and Native American culture and the Great Migration and Lincoln and Reagan and Obama. Have you ever seen flag redesigns actually make things worse?
Certainly. Some people try to put everything on the flag, put in something to represent each group or each part of history. That's going the wrong direction. Montreal did that. Trying to represent each ethnic group. The right way to go is to have a flag that represents everyone, one thing that represents everyone, like Canada with a maple leaf. The idea is not to exemplify the history and the culture and the heritage of the state on the flag. The idea is to create a flag that is recognizable at a distance and that you can remember the symbolism connects to the state. All you need is one thing on the flag or one concept on the flag. Think of Texas or Alaska or South Carolina, just one concept on the flag. And it doesn't need to be a kitchen sink. In fact, Chicago's a pretty good example. It's got two ideas. It's got the stars and the stripes, but that's a very simple idea, and Illinois can aspire to that as well. NAVA, NAVA.org, is the Vexillological Association. That's the study of flags. And the design of flags is vexillography, and we try to help support people in both areas, both studying flags and designing flags. And I really appreciate you reaching out to us. We've helped with all of the recent state flag redesigns, and we have folks in Illinois who are involved at this point as well. Thank you for asking all these good questions.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your time and knowledge with us. I personally am not a tattoo guy. I have no tattoos, but I hope that Illinois comes up with something worthy of making me reconsider my past practice there.
I have high hopes for Illinois.
Ted Kay is the secretary of the North American Vexillological Association. I worked really hard to learn how to pronounce that once again. So thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thanks, and thanks for your good pronunciation.
And that is all the time we have for our show today. Coming up tomorrow, I mentioned earlier, we're going to be talking about tonight's presidential debate, from the issues that come up to how the candidates handled themselves. And we want to hear what you think about it. So send us an email. talk@21stshow.org is the address, or you can leave us a voicemail. And all the ways to contact us, they're on our website, 21stshow.org, 21stshow.org. We hope you'll join us tomorrow to talk through what we're all going to see tonight. Our show is produced by Anna Casey, Christine Hatfield, and Jose Zepeda. Our digital producer is Coulson Khan. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. And Reginald Hardwick is our news director. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening, and we will talk with you again tomorrow.